Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Welcome, everybody. I am so excited to join you this evening, and I will be taking calls today, halfway through the show. If you want to call in and ask a question, you can do so at 888-815-9756. Again, that number is 888-815-9756. I wanted to share with everybody that I had started a series on behalf of my divine dialogue with my spirit guides that I was sharing. And then I had to skip, I think, two or three of those live dialogues. And so I am continuing there where I left off. So if you're just joining me tonight for the first time, please check out the archives, the shows, I think, previous to this one and the one before that, and you will be updated to this third divine dialogue, where literally I am sharing my personal journey. It's my truth, my personal journey lived through me and with me, about having sight, the ability to see people's auras, the light body, hologram, the grid system in the aura, people and beings of all forms from the other side present, as well as being able to talk to the light language and the consciousness of that light language with all form, including plant and animal life, and how that all began for me at the age of 6, and how I was very, very, very guided by spirit, literally, to not only embrace my gift and the ability to communicate with all form, because all form has been communicating with me since the age of 6, but to not only trust that dialogue rooted in deep love, but my basic education, if you will, has been through that divine dialogue. I've never studied with a human master or teacher, even though I believe that we are all teachers to each other. But spirit has guided me to utilize and learn from this plane of demonstration, which I call this human experience on this divine earth. And so I have. I was not asked to honor humanity as a psychic or a telepathic intermediary because I would live a life of a non-human, but instead emerge continuously from a horror of words made into weapons and actions that would crumble the strongest and tallest mountain. It is because of the constant tumbling in and out of light that I am here. The softness of love and light remain as the sharp, penetrating glass falls away, the hand of spirit reaching in and pulling me out over and over and over again. And when I speak of the sharpness, I'm speaking of the childhood, and I'm touching on this briefly, that I had with the human family that I grew up in. And it was such a constant daily assaulting barrage of words used as weapons, and that could literally destroy the very fabric of any being. And I started receiving that at 6 years old. So I went into that in previous shows. I want to share with people that are listening why I'm still here and how that dialogue, one of such a violent, negative, consistent, and never backing off verbal attack, amongst other things, how I was able to still connect with and hear even Spirit's dialogue and connect and see the love in the room around me by all forms. And I want to invite you to contemplate the following. There is very much a love-based vibration and a fear-based vibration. And as I was consistently shown, a fear-based vibration, beyond fear by those around me, reacting to it and acting out from it, there was a consistent other side of that, the balance of that bridge, and amplified, even if you will, of the love vibration, visually, audibly, and all around me. As an example, the message from my family growing up was to me, you have no voice. At the same exact moment that, let's say, that message is coming across to you from your family member, from yourself, or from anyone in your life, what I was hearing at the same exact time was, your voice is as loud as the night sky as the stars gather and wrap around you. That was Spirit's message to me. Message from my family, you have no freedom. Immediate message from Spirit, you fly free as the sky opens up to embrace you and show you the vastness of the universe that you are a part of. Message from my family, you are not loved. Spirit's message, I am held in love, so bright it is seen from the heavens. Message from family, you are hated. Message from Spirit, you are protected, you are celebrated, you are worth being and liked beyond measure. Message from family, you have no rights. Spirit's message, I have a universal law of free will which no one can take from me. Message from family, we did not want you. Message from Spirit, we have waited and prepared for your arrival that you might know in the darkest of moments you are the strongest light. Message from family, you are not lovable. Spirit's message, you are the manifestation of love. Message from family, you will never amount to anything. Spirit's message, you were born perfect, whole, and complete. We will remind you of who you are when others have forgotten. Message from family, I wouldn't help you even if you were lying in a ditch. Spirit's message, let others bond in hatred and fear. While you choose love, we will meet you there and amplify your connection to life, purpose, and survival. Message from family, I gave you life. I can snap your neck and take it in a moment. Message from Spirit, life goes on regardless of form. So that's an example to you from 6 years old on. It barely scratches the surface, actually, but it's an invitation for you to contemplate in your own life, wherever you are right now, that there is a stream of consciousness, regardless if you can hear it, regardless if you can see it. It is there. It is in the fabric of your cellular memory. It's in the fabric of your heart and soul's infinite wisdom. It's in the fabric of every blade of grass, every perfect tree, sunrise, sunset, every leaf, every aspect of this world and environment that surrounds you, that reflects and brings a smile to your face, that reflects beauty and love. That is a constant message that you are a part of that fabric as much as you are not a part of a false fabric. So the invitation is for you to really contemplate that at the moment that you are being given a falsehood or that you are completely and absolutely overwhelmed in any area of your life with negativity or with false statements about you, where inside you, you feel, if you feel wronged, or you feel anger, if you feel whatever you feel in reaction to those words, let the intensity remind you that it is there to connect you to the memory and the statement of truth on a universal level, that if you are being told you are half and not whole, if you are being told that you are not something, that what's coming up within you in intensity, regardless if you agree with it or not, that intensity speaks that you are the fullness of the beauty and the light and the wholeness of the opposite of the negativity you're being offered. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that. You know, growing up, often in our humanity, the questions arise, where did we come from? At the age of 6, I was aware visually and emotionally that we, in quotations, are much more than our bodies. The light body and the grid makeup of everything around me, and most interesting to a child, nonetheless to an adult, how every form, whether human or object, plant or animal, is communicating with each other. In fact, it seems it's only humanity that feels alone and has forgotten its rightful place amongst the family of universal manifested matter. It's interesting that early on I learned by watching the humans around me of the duality of darkness and light, when love within humanity is rejected and replaced with a disconnected self-loathing. As a child, I watched the ley lines of light snap and scatter as chaos took over an originating place of love. I was often confused as to why that was happening. Therefore, I was drawn to the guidance of love and wholeness I received from my spirit family, always gentle, always loving, and in all ways fulfilling. Constant. A constant presence of the opposite of lack. And regardless of your age, what hurts you or hurts you needs healing from you and through you. Begin with a relationship of trust. And if not with humanity, let your spirit family, guides, animal beings, sky nation, earth plane, nature spirits and fairies, deep core Mother Earth, and your own kindness towards yourself signify your departure from pain to healing. You know, I saw a card the other day, which I got for somebody, and it's a picture of a little girl dressed in complete rainwear, even the boots. And it says on top of it, sometimes in life you're the puddle, and sometimes you're the puddle jumper. And it just rang so deeply that sometimes we are the puddle and sometimes we're the puddle jumper. By no means whatsoever, in the chaos and complete negativity of most of my childhood, am I saying that I was not the puddle. I was the puddle many times, many, many times, over and over and over. If anything, I'm saying you can be the puddle and allow light and spirit in to grab your hand, to reach in, and you'll know that's happening because it's all the endless times that you have stood up and put one foot in front of the other and shown up. And that has happened not only from you, but with you, with spirit's help and love for you, endless and ongoing. So certainly, sometimes we are in life the puddle, and sometimes we are the puddle jumper. And certainly, life will never, on any level, convince us that we will always be the puddle jumper and never the puddle. And the reason being is, there are many in humanity who believe that to roll around in a puddle could be the funnest thing ever. And so certainly we don't want to define that anything in regards to being in pain or being in sadness or being in anger or being in grief or being in rage, whatever you're in, is wrong by any means. In fact, it is the rebirth that comes from that at times which creates the complete, not only the knowing and the glimpse of a knowing, but the concrete manifested birth from something that is knowledge that you might have read or you were inspired by in regards to somebody else. And then you have lived it. It becomes your true knowing. The difference between knowledge and a true knowing that changes your soul evolution, moves you to a whole other state of perspective, with yourself first, then others, is sometimes being in the puddle. So certainly it's the balance and the divine orchestration of all. Everything is happening in the moment, and that means that at the very moment that you are struggling, there is somebody else in the world that is, for the very first time, having an awakening. And at the same moment that person's having an awakening, this at the very moment, somebody else in the world is experiencing death. Somebody else in the world is experiencing birth. Somebody else in the world at the same moment that you feel the world is closing in on you, their world is opening up for them. And so it is a cycle, and it is a constant. There's often a statement that change is the only constant. What does not change is spirit's relationship to your heart, to yourself, and it is continual in its growth, in the opportunity to feel more guided, more presence, and more inspiration, more light, more depth in who you are. So, as I was sharing in previous shows that I spoke on, at 6 years old was the first time that I saw a form in the garage of the house I was growing up in, and communicated with it and recognized that it recognized that I could see it, and we both screamed, and there you have it. That was actually at 5. But from then on, much transpired to actually create, at the same time, to create and begin a relationship and a communication of trust. At the same time that that was all happening, what was happening in the dynamics of the human family was just growing with more and more intensity, more negativity, more lack of oxygen, if you will. And I think everybody was in survival. So my spirit family, my spiritual soul evolution, beginning at age 5 and 6, was a constant recognition that I could communicate with the consciousness of everything in the room, all form in the room, not only had an aura, but had a consciousness, could hear me, and I could hear the communication in return. So very quickly, that dialogue of trust and of extreme love and warmth and of guidance became more of a focus for myself at 6 years old. And it created a relationship of ongoing connectedness, which is where I have had the honor to learn and grow and experience what I have experienced. You know, oftentimes, in our lives, regardless of age, sometimes this happens even in our adult life, we experience seeing another human being, regardless of who they are, what their form is, or what their name is in this lifetime. We experience seeing them and having what? Deja vu? having a deep connection to them, being drawn to them, not even sometimes understanding why or caring why until later, understanding why. That happened to me at a very young age. It was between the age of 7 and 8. It looks as though the experience that would best describe it is I was in my room that I shared with other siblings, and I was called to the television by a relative and told that this person on television was somebody that was involved in the arts and in self-expression. Well, and being so young, I looked at the television, I didn't think much about it, and I went back to my room to literally communicate with spirits in there. And so I went back there to do that. And for the next, I would say, months after that, I was awoken in the middle of the night, and during the day, I would receive these visions, often not understood by me, but the being that I'd seen on television kept returning to me in a way that was very much synchronistic and kept connecting me to spirit. And so it was just a constant. In fact, it started a telepathic dialogue between myself, my spirit guides, and this being. And so this trinity started, and it continued, well, it has continued into my life all the way through. But it started this dialogue of not dialogue on a physical level, but a spiritual dialogue, a guidance dialogue, not unlike having spirit guides, or in this physical life, we sometimes meet somebody, or we feel drawn to a master or a teacher, visited in our dreams and guided. Very similar to that. And I noticed a physical synchronicity as I got older, in my teenage years and beyond, of always running into this very public person in private locations. Constantly running into this individual in everything from restaurants to in traffic, looking in the car behind me. This person was in that car. Beside me, the person was in the car. Just a constant. And every time I visually saw this person on a physical level, I felt a very different vibration run through me, like an electrical vibration, if you will, that seemed to be the soul signature that we shared, just myself and this physical being, that at times I would feel that vibration prior to even running into or seeing this physical being. I came to know that the soul signature would appear, and if it did prior to physically connecting, then I knew I would be shortly. And it actually became, I remember laughing with spirit, because it became a degree of turning on the television, just turning on the television, not even seeking out a channel. This person was on the television. Buying a magazine this person was never in, opening it and looking at what I opened it at, this person was in the magazine but not mentioned on the outer part of the magazine. It was a constant, just a constant. And so being that my ability to observe was part of how spirit was teaching me, that at times to be overwhelmed by a person or a situation, a lot of people feel overwhelmed by sequence of numbers, 333, 444, 222, and it's a continuum. That's a language in itself, a language of spirit, and it's also a very strong guidance to people, like astrology is, et cetera. Also in our lives, sometimes we are guided in a very intense way towards a certain direction, because there's something with, not, I'm not going to say because, but more often than not, there's something about ourselves that we need to claim there. There's a mirror about who we are. It's very seldom about the other person, place, or thing as much as it is what is it about, more often than not, myself that I need to claim in the mirror that is being offered to me. And I was able to have that dialogue and that guidance during this process that unfolded, from 6 years old on with this individual. But it was very much I shared with everybody in previous shows that my connection to having a voice and having a choice, having a heartbeat and having the ability to love, was due to my relationship with spirit ongoing from a young age all the way through my life. And so I would say this person that I'm discussing, I will reveal at a later time, this person that I'm sharing with you would be actually the physical representation of my relationship with spirit in one way only. With this individual, experiences I'll leave it at that. Experiences that on a physical dimension we would say were not possible happened consistently. A synchronicity happened consistently to such a degree that my ability to ignore it was simply not there. My ability to look straight at it and to say, like some in anybody else's life, if you're having an issue or if you're having, let's say, a white car, let's not use that example. Let's say instead you're seeing white flowers. Wherever you go, there's white flowers. And it gets to a level of like, okay, well, I guess people around me are getting white flowers, you know, for a couple of days. Well, that's okay. And you, in our humanity, we often explain it away. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, you know, a month goes by, and you're still seeing white flowers. There's all of a sudden these white flowers are bursting forth in your own yard, and you start going in your humanity. Now, wait a second. This isn't possible, so where is it coming from, one? And two, what does it mean? That's what I'm talking about. With this person, it was such a constant presence in many, many, many different ways in just a 24-hour period, let alone years, that it caused me in my soul evolution to inquire, wait a minute, what is the message here? What is going on here? And what I was always drawn to by the answer that my intuition and my spirit counsel offered me was, there is a connection here in relationship to your abilities, the confirmation of them, the fact that at the same time that there is negativity going on, there is the unlimited, expanded, unending presence of spirit in magical, miracle ways present at the same time. And because of that, you will continue and you will move forward. And so it was not only more of a spiritual education in being guided to this person, but also more importantly being guided to myself and what spirit was constantly offering me in connection to this individual. So when I say to you that in my life I have certainly had I don't take away from anyone else's life, for I'm just speaking on behalf of my own. But in my own life, I have fallen to my knees and been there and experienced the darkest and blackest and most intense negativity that I, in my ignorance, never even thought possible. And at the same time, I will say to you that I've experienced the most incredible miracles, that I've been lifted up and I have been surrounded and carried into the most incredible, as intense in beauty and love, which brought me to tears, as I was in negativity and on my knees. So when I say to you, it's possible that you have not reached into and connected into the light that exists at the same time that you are shadowed by either yours or somebody else's or a group's darkness, I invite you to reach out and reach within and give spirit an opportunity to meet you there. And I invite you to do that by every time the negativity in your head or in your physical life presence pushes upon you, allow that to be a reminder from a higher perspective that when negativity tries to convince you of what you are not, that you will reach within and call forth the light that you are simply by having your own internal dialogue and asking it to come forth, to feel the energy, to thank spirit for the miracle today. And to do so in a dialogue that invites, and certainly don't take my word on anything, have the experience yourself, but know that in order to have the experience, you must become open and reach into the possibility that that light, love, and your freedom exists there in order to do so. So that's there for you all to contemplate, because if you're listening to my show, you know I say my name is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own. And that is something that I say with every reading and every honored exchange that I am truly honored to have on this earth plane and on all dimensions, which is what I was taught by spirit, which is never, ever replace your own truth with a reading, with advice, dialogue, a book, or anything unless you resonate with it, unless you feel a connection to it. Because if you do, then make it your own. And that means there's something there for you to seek out and bring forth and incorporate in your own life dialogue. So I want to remind everyone that in today's show, not like previous shows in my sharing on a personal level, I was not allowing calls to come in. But today, definitely do call in if you'd like. The number again is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. So I want to continue on with my personal journey. And this connection to this individual just continued throughout my life. And my primary relationship with spirit, of course, continued as the primary, and the guidance continued as well, which led me to actually walking in as a teenager, walking into a bookstore, and I was wondering, I was guided there and wondering if I could work there. It was a metaphysical bookstore. It held all these different titles, everything from self-help to spiritual teachings to mathematics, I mean, everything. It even sold gorgeous crystal jewelry. It just had everything. And most importantly, the aura of this bookstore was heavenly. And I walked into the bookstore, and the owner was on the phone. And I stood there for a moment. The owner told the person that she was talking to hold on a moment. She looked at me, and she said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "I'm wondering if you have a job." And before I could finish my sentence, she said, "Wait right there." And she told the person on the phone, "Okay, goodbye." And she looked at me and she said, "You're hired." And I looked at her and smiled. And she said, "That was my only employee on the other line just quitting. So you got the job." So the very next day, I started working in this metaphysical bookstore, and I was surrounded by all of this information and this knowledge and beauty and the very soul of the store, and of course, my own counsel present at all times, and I just started reading everything I could get my hands on. When I had breaks, and sometimes in between breaks, I would read everything from, pretty much I would not stick to one particular issue. I would jump from bookcase to bookcase. So I was a sponge and I was just taking it all in. However, I was taking it all in at a certain level, and that means that I was not just reading and saying, well, that's the way it's being said, it's done, and so that's my truth. I was seeing and very guided strongly by my spirit family and spirit council to see if it resonated with me, if it spoke on behalf of what my truth was. And if it did, I felt moved and inspired and wanted to turn the next page. If it didn't resonate with me, I still felt moved and inspired to turn the next page, because if something does not resonate with you, let it be information for you about you. If it doesn't resonate with you, then you're guided greater into the direction and the area of what does. So sometimes knowing what doesn't guides you towards knowing greater who you are and what you're about, and maybe what you're about just in this incarnation. So I did so. I read everything and participated in those words and et cetera, but with the known dialogue of inquiring within. So I invite everyone, prior to reading a book, going to a class, or even, you know, contemplating advice, ask yourself first. When you ask yourself, you're asking your spirit council, your hall of records, your past life mastery. Ask yourself what your thoughts are on a subject, and it can be a subject that you are not even yet familiarized on. In fact, that's the most exciting. When you ask yourself a question about something that you haven't learned about yet, and you get an answer, I invite you to write it down. Then to go learn about it or read others' opinions on it and go back to what you originally wrote. And you will be surprised more often than not that it revealed your truth greater than possibly the book did. So, back to the store. So, I was working there for quite some time and had incredible experiences that I shared with individuals on this show, some shows prior, that there is nothing I'm talking about and sharing in detail that I did not live and go through. None of this is book read, and I thought it sounded good, so I'm going to share it. It has all been lived. It is in my core of my being, and so I share it with you from that place. And so I would not share anything as my own truth had I not lived it. And so I say that because here I am as the only employee in the small bookstore, and I started to feel the presence of many beings entering the bookstore and wanting communication with me. And at one point in time, I remember working in the bookstore and looking up to my left and to my right and seeing, and I had to blink and rub my eyes, seeing these women and men dressed in prairie clothes and walking on dirt. And they were very busy and focused and going to a location. And there I was sitting at the bookstore, clearly not at this location or time of prairie days. And I remember looking up and thinking, wow, what's going on? And when I turned, and I remember one female in particular wearing a big prairie skirt and one of those little hats that get tied under the chin, I remember asking or saying to her, hello. And she responded. She looked at me and responded and said, hello, and kept walking. And so I remember asking myself, as I'm inviting everyone else to do, what's going on? What is it that's happening? Am I in another dimension? Am I in two dimensions at one time? And I received the answer, yes, that you're experiencing across a timeline crossover, which means that you're in this dimension, but you're also experiencing a past life of yours and so on and so forth. And once I said to myself, okay, I understand that. It resonates with me. It went away or it diminished. And so oftentimes I'm here to share with you that if something is intensely bugging you, if it's a dream, if it's a thought, if it is whatever it is, but it's not going away, turn your attention towards it. Communicate with it. I invite you, only if it resonates, to do so. But I invite you to do so because if you turn your attention towards what is consistently trying to get your attention, you might not only shed some light and wisdom and internal understanding, but you might also move into a place and state of awareness that empowers you, and that relationship of feeling bothered by this thing that is constantly in your presence will dissipate and go away because you have turned your attention towards it. So I really do invite you to know that if you are being consistently called upon, it is for you and about you. It is not to take away from you more often than not. So I had those experiences, and there was often spirit beings not in a physical form, but in an etheric form, that would come in and rearrange the book titles, rearrange, put all the science books on the numerology book parts, as well as changing the nutrition books into the beauty area, etc. And yes, that would make me laugh, and then I would request that upon my return in the morning that all those books be put back into place. One time, the cash register, I was alone in the store, opened suddenly, and the money was flying like confetti all over the place, just filling the area that I was in. And I do remember laughing aloud and saying, okay, that was funny. Now, please pick it up and put it all back. And of course that didn't happen. I did that. I had to put it back. But it was those physical experiences that if somebody else, like might be happening for you right now, had shared those experiences with me, I would say, wow, that's really interesting. I'm totally open to that for that person. And so be it. But not necessarily attach myself to their experience, not take it away from them, but just think, oh, that's interesting, and probably not hold a judgment on it either way. But because, and only because, I was having these experiences on a daily basis myself, that it was a constant, not only validation, but confirmation and manifestation of my relationship and trust with spirit from 6 years old, now manifesting on a physical level even greater. And myself going through these experiences that I would literally sometimes shake my head and go, wow, if I hadn't just gone through that and had that experience, I don't know if I could believe it, but I did. So I invite everyone as well to contemplate that if you have an experience, a dream state, and you awaken from that dream state, and you feel like it was so real, everything about it was so real, that there's a possibility that you are not having just a dream state, but that there is something in that dream that's speaking on behalf of you for you to claim for yourself and move you to a whole other level. I can say that as I claimed experiences and gave them permission to be a part of my truth, my world only expanded. It only quickened, and it only grew and opened more and more and more. So the more you add to yourself, so to speak, the more you allow yourself to be, maybe even quietly to yourself, it doesn't have to be shared with others, but quietly to yourself, the more you allow your truth to expand, then your life around you will take notice and offer you the same. Another experience that I had in the store was the lights being turned on and off, and, you know, really being given an opportunity not just to communicate with my spirit guides, but these other beings that were coming in and out, and communicating with them as well, and then learning about healing, anatomy, learning about science, and learning about whatever was written and then whatever was told to me by these spirit beings that would enter the room. So I felt very blessed and very honored and humbled to be there. So if there is in your own life, whether it be a sacred animal guide of yours, meaning a four-legged pet, or whether it be a walk in nature that brings you back to center, whatever it is, whether it's gardening, whether it is being creative and painting or putting clothes together, or even being attracted to symbols and shapes or mathematics, numerology, whatever it is that you feel when you tune in there, when you go there, when you look there, you feel something different. It elevates you possibly even minutely to a different place of contemplation. Go there more. Go there more and create a relationship with yourself in that place and embrace the possibility that that experience is very much about your ability to get to know yourself, not just on a physical, emotional, mental level, but that different feeling that you get, that feeling of lightness or of even change, is also an opportunity for you to get to know your spiritual self or your spirit guides, your etheric self, your universal self, unending and ongoing. I thank everyone so much for tuning in and for listening and participating. I am honored. Oh, it sounds like I have a caller. Are you there?
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I think you guys are having a phone line problem because I've been calling you for 30 minutes and it kept acting like it was going through, and then I couldn't hear anything.
Well, I want to find out what's going on.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, because that might be why you haven't had any callers.
Oh, that's okay. I certainly didn't have a lack of what to share.
I noticed, yeah. I enjoyed listening to it. You know, I felt compelled to call you, but I don't really have a question. I'm not sure why I felt so compelled.
What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary. Well, Mary, I'm glad that you called. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your persistence in whatever's going on back in the engineer's office, which only he would know.
Right.
But
right.
I thank you for calling, and if I'm receiving anything for you, it's for your guides to wish and hope that you know right now where you are in your life is very much a time of elevation, and that means a time of calibrating yourself to a higher place than what's
I've
going on around
very
you.
Hard on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're celebrating you about, and they're saying to you through the opportunity that I'm having, that I'm honored to have to share with you, that they're saying not only are you accomplishing that, but that you will find when you are at a certain level, which you are steadily on your way there, that those around you and the experiences of life around you will start to support you instead of take away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So your focus and where you are at in regards to that focus is not only supported by Spirit, Spirit is there with you, but it is working. You are accomplishing it, whether known or unknown to you. And very soon you will have the experience of it being known to you and watching literally the environment around you start to take notice of that as well. So rise to the occasion of yourself, because there's a part of you waiting there for you.
Thank you so much. I've been wondering about that, because you just get to a point where you know that you've been doing the work and you feel that you're very, very close to something, but there just seems to be some difficulty in getting through that last step or something. It seems to be more difficult than it should be, you know.
The closer you are, sometimes the closer you are, the harder it might be to completely let go. And so the invitation to you is that you're so close that I invite you to look to your inner child. I invite you to look to a part of you, known or unknown, that is afraid to do the complete and full letting go. And the reason being is out of survival and out of self-preservation, that this inner child knows the ropes a certain way, but doesn't know them by letting go. And so instead of her needing to let go, I invite you to take her hands and place them in yours. And I invite you to let her know that everything is well and everything will be even better, to trust you and to go with you. You will show her the way.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Much love to you and light and blessings, and thank you for your persistence. And I wish you blessings upon blessings.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Spirit, for that opportunity. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And tune in 2 weeks from tonight, and I will continue to share, also reveal who that person I'm talking about is, and so much more. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan. If it resonates, make it your own.